Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the...
So, we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Welcome back. Back once again. If you are new here, we are two entertainers. Currently out of work. Basically, that's it. And we talk about all things entertainment. And this podcast is brought to you by Dinocorn TV, which is our production company. In case you are curious, or our broadcasting channel, or whatever you want to call it. We do all kinds of live shows over on Twitch. We have a morning show on YouTube. And we do this because we're awesome that way. And they're all free and you can watch them. So there.
Watch them? You can watch them? Or you can listen to them?
Well, the podcast you can listen to, but they're already listening to them. But we can watch the other thing.
Oh, that's right. That's true. Because, you know, we're multimedia.
Good. Absolute great chat there, Hamesy. Good banter. Anyway, we use our random word generator, which is Sarah with a thesaurus, to find a word to inspire us on a topic of inspiration in regards to entertainment. So, Hamesy, take it away.
Random word generator.
Flick that thesaurus. Stop. Ooh, fun. Stop.
Wager.
Now that's a fun one. Go on, read the definition, please.
I
love that every time you stop at the word, you're like, wager, and you're clearly reading the definition, but not reading it out loud.
Well, no, because it always gives you an example first, so I'm trying to find where the explanation starts, the definition.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
So, bet, chance, risk, stake, lay, venture, put on, pledge, gamble, hazard.
Is there any definition coming, or just other words?
It is a thesaurus.
Well, I know it's another thesaurus, but I think we usually have a definition of some form.
Speculate, punt, nope. And then there's the noun. Two, punters placing wagers on the day's racing equals bet. It's the same thing. Yeah,
wagers are basically bets. We like a good bet, don't we?
Have you ever betted?
Oh, what, real?
Like race betting.
No, whatever. No, I live in the countryside. We didn't have any racing anywhere nearby. No dog, no horse.
I find it fascinating how people... Like, these things can be really popular.
I think... Well, betting is hugely popular.
Yeah.
I think that's what's popular. I don't think it's the racing so
no,
much.
But sorry. Just because I know there's, like... I think in France as well? There's, like, these little... Or in the UK. Like, little
just
shops.
Just your thoughts out.
Just little shops that are just solely about betting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Does France have them? I'm sure they do.
Maybe it's a UK thing.
It's definitely a UK thing. We have loads of betting shops.
But it's kind of like, wow, you can make a business just out of that.
Are you telling me that in Latin America, no one bets on things?
Probably.
There's no way it's not a betting country. You have such a big football world. It's got to be a betting company.
Probably. But like a legitimate shop.
Oh,
like
I see.
I feel like betting would always be under kind of slightly undergroundish and... I also don't know if it's because it's slightly religious, like it's also frowned upon, like it's a religious country. I'm trying to think if there are...
against religion?
Because there is lottery tickets. They do sell lottery tickets, but that's not betting.
Well, it kind of is. You're betting your chances on winning or losing, aren't you?
I suppose.
You're like, I'm paying money with the hope, the bet that I will win. I mean, it's a bit of a convoluted way to see it, but...
Yeah. I mean, you could say every day you're betting on yourself. Wagering.
Wow.
Yeah, deep.
That was deep and perfectly unnecessary, I think.
You know, you're waking up and you're going to work, you're hoping that the work you do is going to pay off. Or is that just work?
I think that's just work.
Wagering. You're hoping that you'll be I don't know. I feel like there is something there.
I'm not convinced.
No?
No. Okay. Not in the slightest, to be totally honest with you.
Well, if you agree with me, listener, just let us know.
Well, how on earth are you going to follow that, then?
I don't know.
Look what you've done. You've brought it all the way down to the philosophical world of not just don't bet. You've been 4 minutes in.
I didn't say don't bet.
Have you ever bet?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
No. I'm a sore loser.
You are terrible. You're both a sore loser and you're a worse winner. So...
Well, I guess it's not necessarily about losing, but being teased. And there's something I quickly learned that, you know, when you, like, teasing and joking, people, like, a joke at the expense of someone, and you're like, oh, it's funny, and then you try it on someone else, and then all of a sudden, I mean, you're free game then.
Yeah, like you're
getting it back. You know that. It's like, but yeah, when I received it back, I was like, oh man, this feels horrible. I'm never doing this again.
Okay, yeah, that would do it.
So sure. I do struggle teasing people.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said teasing was betting, but I see what you mean.
It's kind of like... Is it a risk, isn't it? Yeah, you're taking a risk, yeah. You'll be witty enough that the other will just not be witty back.
I never did pranks, because I thought pranks were shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, innocent ones, no, that's great. But, like, most pranks are not innocent. They're at the expense of someone or something, and I don't like that at all. I never did. I'm obviously a big fan of humor.
It must be like a specific kind of humor, because there is a huge...
But it's slapstick, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. But, you know, seeing Charlie Chaplin kind of trying to figure out... I was saying Charlie Chaplin.
He's not Schadenfreude.
But it is kind of like... something bad's happening.
But he gets away with it.
No, it's not on purpose. That's true. It's not on purpose. But it just casually happens.
No, because there's a difference between a prank and like a sketch like that. The sketch like that is all designed around it, right? But a prank is literally someone going up to someone else who has no idea and putting that person in discomfort. It's not a nice thing, I don't think. And I'm someone who, you know, is a great believer in all jokes. But like, I think that's too... Yeah, it's too much. And then other people get joy from it. But I'm like, that's just kind of shitty, to be honest.
Yeah, to do it on purpose. Yeah, there's... On YouTube, there's, like, a lot of channels that just do... I remember the girlfriend versus boyfriend kind of thing. Like, it just kept coming up. And you'd see him kind of doing pranks, and then she would do a prank at him. And I just cringe. I suffer too much. I think I'm too empathetic.
Probably, yeah. No, I can't. Yeah, I'm also not.
It's like, no, doesn't I'm suffering do it too much. Me. Doesn't feel nice.
So now we just go that at least on Dinacon TV there will never be any pranks because we're just neither of us like them. So that would stop it.
Again, sore loser.
You're a terrible loser. Yeah. I'm glad we've agreed on this. I'd be happy to bet that you're a sore loser.
Well, there's no point, you already know.
You're a sore winner.
So in other words, never play with me, is that what you're saying?
No, I think you should play with Sarah because it is also hilarious. Because it gets overly dramatic very quickly. Just saying. Anyway, back to wagers. Yeah, okay. Well, I've never placed a bet. I think it's also kind of... I suppose it's how you see it, right? Because you could consider... If you just say that, you know, placing a bet is to take a risk, and that things that are taking a risk is kind of betting on what the outcome is. You could go as far as going, have you ever paid money for a show or something you've watched that you were like, that was not worth my time. The bet did not pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. There have been movies that I'm like, what?
Say what?
What did I just watch?
Well, things that... Yeah, I'm trying to think of like really painful entertainment moments where I bought something like super excited and been like, oh, that was a disappointment. I can't think of things.
Oh, I remember going... Well, I mean, I didn't pay for it. I think it was my dad who paid for it. But went to watch 13 Monkeys, I think, with Brad Pitt. Maybe I was just a bit too young to appreciate the whole time complexity, because it's continuum thing that was going on in that movie. But I was like, what did I just watch? Like, to this day, I remember, because I thought, oh, 13 Monkeys sounds cool, blah, 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 and Brad Pitt's in it.
Oh, there's got to be at least one monkey.
Yeah, at least one monkey. And
was there a monkey?
No monkeys. And I don't even remember what the point of the name was, like how it linked to the story. Like, was there an underground group called 13? I still don't know. Great. I just know that at some point you kind of realize that he came from the future and then he's stuck here at this part. So you've seen a part of his story, but him in the past. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't even know what happened. I still don't understand. Hence me feeling slightly cheated on this movie.
Maybe it's not. Maybe if you watched it again, it would be like, oh, now I get it.
Maybe.
It could be. What are you doing? Why are you smelling your hair?
I'm not smelling my hair.
You look like you're smelling your hair. You put your hair on your nose.
Yeah, but above it.
Why would you do that? Because you need a mustache on your nose?
You know, mustaches sometimes want to grow above noses. Don't you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Well, now
because
you
no mustache wants to grow above... Have you ever seen someone with hair that runs up the side of their nose? No. No one has hair there.
I was thinking oh, about other movies that I felt like that, and I was just fiddling with my hair, and that happened, and then you had to
call
it
out.
A mustache. Yeah, call me out.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything. There's got to be things that I was like really disappointed with entertainment wise. I mean, maybe more in games than anything.
Oh.
So when I was like a teenager, I'm not a very talented gamer. I know what I like and what I don't like. So I'm horrendously bad, even now, at any form of shooting game. Unless it's GTA, where they have that automatic lock on and shoot.
Oh yes, love that.
That's fantastic. That makes me feel like a real, like, cool person.
Yeah.
But any game where I have to actively move the gun in the direction of the person I'm shooting at, I miss everything.
So no Call of Duty for you then?
No. So I got Call of Duty. I was very excited for Call of Duty when I was, like, 16 or something. I got it, and I'm a cheapskate, so I got it cheap. But I did buy it. Paid with my own money, my own pocket money. Went home and played it, and I don't even know if I got anywhere. I don't think I got past the first, like, whatever, like, the first intro scene. I just got stuck. I kept dying. I was like, well, this is not for me. Over this. There you go. So I've never had disappointment that way. It's usually been on shooter games, because I'm no good at them.
Yeah, I remember playing Call of Duty the first time, and I lasted 2 seconds. Literally, 2 seconds. I was like, alive, dead. Basically.
Yeah, that when you die so quickly in a game, that like how
it's really frustrating.
How exciting are you going to get about something? In my opinion,
I mean, maybe it teaches kids resilience.
Maybe. Well, the game that you're obsessed with that you really like, Skyrim. I thought I'd enjoy, but I was like, I thought I would enjoy it because it's kind of like fantasy and so on. But from the moment, I didn't like it from the start. But the thing that irritates me the most is I hate having to move my own camera angle.
Oh yeah, you need to get used to that.
No, I didn't get used to it. I hated it. I still hate it.
It's too much freedom for you.
It's too much. It's so irritating. There's a reason there are game developers to do these things. It's because people like me don't want to do them.
It's funny because from seeing others play, and I'm the kind of player, which is why I kind of like Skyrim, is that I get to look at all the corners.
Yeah, you're so irritating.
I mean, now that I've seen others playing, I understand that there's no need to really explore every corner. They haven't really put little Easter eggs there. So just keep moving, and at some point you'll reach the next level or next challenge. So I try to move a bit faster now. And then I played Skyrim, and I was like, no, this was made for people like me.
This was made for... I can imagine. Yeah, I think it is.
It's like, yeah, let's go explore. And then they've put little Easter eggs everywhere. Or, you know, or parts of the game, or world, and,
Wow. Yeah, no, I do like that. I like exploring the world, but there's, like, a limit. Like, I really loved it in GTA. I thought that was great. I like the world in that. But Skyrim, I was also just so confused about where you're supposed to go at any point in time.
Well, it's because you don't have to go anywhere specific.
Which is extremely irritating.
Yeah, which means I will never, ever
you
get anywhere.
Ever how will you ever get your life back? You're not playing a game then. You're just living in a virtual world.
Uh-huh. So, and your point is?
Do you think that... This is something I've always wondered about you, which I've never asked. But do you think you'd be obsessed with The Sims? Because that's about as kind of nitpicky as it can get in a world. Like, you get to build everything
yourself.
Well,
the thing
yourself.
Is, the last time I played The Sims was quite some years ago. So
you are old.
I'm
glad you remember minding the world of this.
No, but I mean, like, it's evolved a lot. So I feel like there must be a lot more detail that would, you know, scratch my itches.
But you'd be building the detail. So would that actually do it for you? There might not be anything.
I mean, I played Civilizations and I was planting grass for the horses.
You also played Settlers of Catan and only ever built roads. And unsurprisingly... You're lost.
I didn't want to let the bank take my money again, okay? I'm going to keep my riches down so the bank never gets anything.
I mean,
And in the end, I just had nothing.
It's definitely an unpopular opinion, but the idea of you being a gamer is such a funny one because it would be such a different approach to any form of gaming. It would be like, in yeah, let's play Settlers of Catan, but we only buy roads. We never get anywhere.
It's because I don't bet. I don't take a risk. They weren't
even connected.
I don't take a risk.
You didn't even win the longest road. Like, or you know, you're like, let's play, oh, we play Skyrim, me. But we never get past level, you know, we never get anywhere. We always remain an amateur at everything because we're just exploring things and stealing bread off people.
Yeah.
And then, oh, look, it's a river. There's fish in there. Can we kill the fish? A 4-hour stream of you attempting to kill a fish. This is what it would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you've a lost opportunity there. I think you would be a fantastic game. Like, I mean, you would be a really good...
Maybe eventually I'd learn how to actually play games.
With time. But I mean, there is a missed opportunity there because you... I mean, we've all said it. Like, everyone has told you you'd be such a fun streamer, like game streamer, because you are so eruptive in your reactions. Because it's insane. I've never seen anyone...
Eruptive. Am I a volcano?
You scream at everything in Skyrim and we hadn't got to any scary parts.
Oh.
No, you scream at everything. You scream in GTA when someone like pops up and is like, hey, I'm going to shoot you. Like in a really casual voice. And you're like, oh, ah! Yeah, that, you know?
I get really stressed. I am very empathetic. I get into the stories.
You get properly into them. I mean, we've seen you. I mean, I've watched you play like zombie games, and that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life ever.
I think it was The Last of Us. Is that what it was called?
Yes. And we only got to the first zombie.
I would like to point out that the friend who let me play this, yes, knows that I am this sensitive, and she decided to explain to me all the different kinds of zombies that exist in this game world.
I think you before asked. I think did you I? Asked, oh, what does the zombie look like? And then she just told you what all the zombies look like.
And there was one that, you know, couldn't see you but could hear you and could explode. And I'm like, the idea of an exploding zombie, and they looked like they had a fungal infection. They looked disgusting. I was really stressed. It took me a while for my heart rate to come down, I like to point out.
Yeah, I still think you'd make a great streamer because it would be so fun to watch. Even I would watch it. I mean, we play Crash Bandicoot and you scream a lot.
Do I?
Yes, we play Crash Bandicoot Nitro Kart and every time we go off the edge, you kind of like, it's just like, I should film you sometimes. Just no. Like, what are you doing it? Anyway, to go back to the idea of wages, which we have not spoken about at all, and disappointment, which we have spoken about.
Which I think comes really close in hand with wagers. You get a lot of disappointment.
I think you get a lot of disappointment. But I guess if you get a win, you get a big win. The what was it? The American Gods book that I'm currently reading.
From
Neil Gaiman. That also has quite a lot about casinos and how casinos work.
Oh, uh-huh.
I can't remember anything.
I can't remember
though.
Anymore.
So that was a great comment.
Kind but of yeah, about people's about, greed or...
Like
or
how what? Casinos work. And they kind of how... Yeah, I don't remember.
It was wait, really like the real way they work or the...
No, the real like way.
The spirit way of the American Gods kind of thing.
Well, it was the real way it worked. So the mentality behind why people keep betting.
Okay.
That basically they don't like winning. They like losing because it makes them feel alive. And but they're not aware they like losing, but that's kind of what you end up going back to is this kind of sudden feeling of like, oh my god, like when bad news hits you in the face. I thought this was an interesting interpretation of it.
Whoa, okay, I'm gonna be thinking about that one for a while.
You think about a lot of things for a while,
I do.
Scream a lot. So wow. Again, once again, excellent streaming qualities. We just have 3 minutes of you thinking about how you'd kill this fish.
I have this dreadful feeling that you're going to end up putting me in front of a game.
I'm going to, yeah, definitely. Because we have Twitch now, and we have you, and we have a gaming PC.
It's like, what else do we need? Ta-da.
That's all we need. I definitely will put you in front of the game at some point. And it will be hilarious, because it is just hilarious. You're just funny to
watch.
Well,
if you agree, then... Let
maybe sometime in the future you can see her on Dinacorn_TV. For now, probably not, but it is funny. I will get her on there one day. Even Trivia Murder Party, when we first played it, you were like, oh, it died. you're so entertaining. You know why? I think I have a theory as to why. Because as performers, here's a philosophical theory.
Okay.
But as performers, we spend most of our time basically being an alter ego to a certain mm-hmm. extent, you know, a different version of yourself. Okay. Like, you don't live with the same person who performs at the pub quizzes, right? Like, it's slightly different.
No, no.
It's like one part of your personality kind of almost blown out of proportion. But I have a theory that when you're doing the games, you can't filter or think about it. So you're just very much yourself. And that person is hilarious. And that's kind of like, it's just a fantastic way to distract you. As a human, and just allow you to be your entertainer without realizing. It also doesn't mean that there'll probably be 5 minute silences between things as you think about stuff. But your reactions,
plant grass.
As you plant, I can't believe you just spent so much time planting grass building shitty roads.
I remember like at 2 a.m. at a friend's house as teenagers. We'd like sneak into the...
You were such a boring teenager, I tell you now.
Yeah, well. My older sister was the cool one.
So you snuck into...
But yeah, so we snuck into her brother's room, who had the gaming PC. And they'd be gone or whatever. And we'd start playing. Well, she'd turn it on and get it started for me. And then she'd fall asleep on the bed. And I'd be playing, planting grass.
Planting grass is not playing.
Well, it was planning. But then at some point, it became so late. And I was like, oh, I didn't even get to play.
Oh, I feel sorry for you.
It was
now.
just world building. I think
what
I would
was
enjoy.
This?
I think it was something Age of Civilization or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Never played them, but
yeah.
And you just planted grass and didn't do anything else. Why did you plant so much grass?
Because I wanted to make sure there was enough grass for the horses I wanted to put there.
How many horses were you planning on feeding?
A lot.
Okay, remind me never to get you that game.
Well, I know not to do that anymore.
Do you?
I tried not to do that. I tried to go fast. I went a lot faster in Skyrim. I got through a certain part of the game.
Did you?
Yeah, like a challenge.
If I remember correctly, I got through that.
Oh, that's true.
And then we stopped at a village, and then you played for, I'm not joking, 12 hours straight. And then, because I left in the morning, I came back, you were still playing, I was exhausted because I'd been out emceeing all day, was it TEDx?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was doing, that you were theoretically going to watch me at.
I did watch you.
Oh, that's nice, that's very kind of you. And then you continued playing when I came back, and then I made us dinner. And then you went, oh, I should have done that. Then I went to bed and you kept playing. It was at least 12 hours. 12 hours. But anyway, I had got us to a village. And then you went from that village. You tried to cross a mountain. And that's what you tried to do for those 12 hours. And you explored a lot of rivers and tried to kill fish.
There were
fish.
Some villains that were really hard to kill.
Yes, and that's when most people go, probably can't do that yet. But you didn't. You were stubborn and like, no, I will try it 78 times.
Yeah, basically.
And then the next day you're like, I don't think I was meant to do it that yet. Oh.
Well, it's because I haven't learned how to play modern games.
That is a thing.
That, you know, before, you know, I'm from the era of Mario Kart and Mario World, Nintendo 64. Okay, no, I did Nintendo 64. Nowhere. Never mind. So that's kind of where my game development kind of ended.
I see.
And I never pursued it because I was like, I am slightly obsessive and I will obsess. So I only played when friends lent me their games at their place. Like, I never took them home because it's just...
Dangerous.
I mean, 12 hours doing nothing. That's...
You literally did 12 hours of doing nothing. It was almost like 12 hours of planting grass, but not quite as bad.
I tried being smart about it. There's no smart about it in the games.
No.
I'm really bad at it, let's be honest.
But still, in some ways, she is surprisingly entertaining to watch. At least if you don't give her an open world. I think if we give her an open world, we may all die of boredom. And on that terrible, terrible note, let us end the show. Or the podcast, or whatever these things are called. You can follow us over on the Instagrams at
DinoCornTV underscore TV.
DinoCorn underscore TV. And you can always send us an email
at boredomandquarantinepodcast@gmail.com. And we're always here at Anchor FM.
We are. We'll be back next week with yet another podcast. Until then, we are the...
So we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Until soon.
Bye-bye.